Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. This is Peter Mingles. You are listening to us on the Building Fortunes Radio Network. That includes, of course, buildingfortunesradio.com and humongousradio.com as well. We're all over the place. For those people that aren't familiar with us, we've been around for over 13 years now, and we started this because we wanted a platform to be able to host interesting people, be able to help our customers, get the word out, you know, all that sort of good stuff. And today is a long-awaited radio show series with a good friend of ours, Jaron March. Jaron and I have known each other for, I don't know, it could be a decade. He's been a customer of ours. He's got a great story. He's a super duper guy. And I've been kind of trying to wrestle him to do some radio shows with us because he's got such an interesting spin on a lot of different things. As you're going to learn as we go through his history, he's just really cool. He does a lot of stuff every day, and he's on a storyboard, let's call it, that you just usually don't get a chance to hear from. And as we go through this, you'll see why I'm saying the things that we do, but he's got a great website. It's truebiohack.com. So true, spelled like it sounds, T-R-U-E, bio as in like biology, but B-I-O, and then hack, H-A-C-K.com. So truebiohack.com, that's his website. He's always building it out. But he wanted to do some stuff, and I just said, let's do some radio shows. You have such interesting stories, and I could be on the phone with you all the time about the things that you do in your day job. And the fun thing about the stuff that he does is he's got a very interesting way of explaining things in a very simple fashion, and also explains that a lot of the things that he does on his day job might have been avoided. And when if I'm giving you a little bit of a curiosity, you'll see what we're talking about over here and how important it might be that you listen and share these radio shows with other people. So I've been talking up this radio show with our regular listeners, and they can't wait to hear this story and the subsequent ones that are going to happen sometime in the future. So I'm going to get out of my, you know, my glowing introduction of Jaron March and just say, Jaron, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me here today. I'm looking forward to this call, and just thanks for you to bring this type of information out to the masses. You know, this is not information we come across every day, and I think that a lot of people can benefit from this conversation. So thank you for the wonderful introduction, and I'm very happy to be here.
So let's give our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience a little bit of an insight of one of the recent conference calls we had before we, like, I really put you in the headlock and say, I need this to be on Building Fortunes Radio. This is a very interesting story. I know you've done what you've done as a research pathologist. What is your official kind of career / title on your regular day job?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm a former research scientist. I started research at a very young age. At the age of 19, I was at Columbia University, where I worked in a lab, radiation oncology lab. We actually were looking at a certain DNA strand that was UV light resistant. It was a weird name, Skiscascomyces palmae. Try to say that three times fast. But that was with a lab in Columbia at the Vanderbilt Clinic. I think Dr. Howard Lieberman was the head PhD doctor there that we did the research under. So I've always been interested in research. That was a great experience, being 19 and being in New York, Manhattan, and living on campus. But that's really intrigued me, what science and technology could do. Because at that time, we actually were splicing DNA, extracting what we wanted from the DNA as far as the good properties, and seeing how we can make that application to everyday use. You can imagine if you had something that was UV light resistant, that could be good for topical solutions. That could be good for certain you know, people that are sensitive to sunlight. Help them out in many ways. And so that's what kind of got it started. But even before that, I went to Science Engineering High School and Baltimore Polytechnic Institute, which was just a great school, stellar school founded in 1883. And that led me to the path of going to biology. And I went up to undergrad at Delaware State University. That's what I majored in. And after my first year, they were like, oh, yeah, you're going to be a researcher. I had no idea. I was trying to follow my uncle's footsteps, who was an MD by the age of 24. And I was like, oh, that's a cool job to have, to be an MD. And then I got into the research area, and then this whole new world of research and applications of research to regular life. I guess the area would be considered biotechnology. Got rooted into my interest panel at a very young age.
Wow. Now, you do something that most people would never fathom is done. They imagine they were done. But when we started our conversation, it was something along the line of, you were doing some work. Somebody had sent you, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but I'm going to say it the way I interpret it. Somebody sent you a leg, and you had to do something with the leg. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, they send legs?
Yeah. And so, fast forward, get 20 years now. I did a lot of different jobs in research, just to give you like a background and how this ended up being my current career. When I finished undergrad, I shortly thereafter.
So let me interrupt, because I love to think about time frames. So when you were in Columbia and you were doing that original stuff, like you were 19, like early, like late.
I was 19, just about to turn 20. Yep, I started. I think the first week in June. Then I turned 20 on June 19th. And yeah, that was 1994. Yep.
Okay. So 94, this is 2024. We're talking about, if I do some math, you're not a young guy. You're not old.
Yeah.
Like, I'm old.
I got the half century mark coming up in a couple of weeks here.
Okay. There we go. All right. So you've been doing this a long time. So you're not an
adult. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
you've seen a lot.
Exactly. But the way I got into pathology was totally awkward, because, during the time after undergrad, then I did some graduate work at NIH, also with Uniform Service University Health Sciences with the military, and I saw some really cool research there. They were doing transgenic animal research. We were basically stripping the DNA from mammalian models, like mouse or something like that, and then you can like manipulate what type of growth factors you want there. And that actually is really coming to light now when you talk about epigenetics. But so I was doing all these different types of research. I even worked in an area in vitro technologies where we were doing basically testing of different drug agents and their reactions. So we're doing KMVMAX studies, and these are studies basically looking at toxicity levels of different pharmaceutical drugs before they hit the market. That was a really cool system, because they didn't have to use, let's say, trial patients or people to get these type of reactions recorded. You were able to use hepatocytes, liver cells, and also kidney cells to do the type of research to see what kind of interaction they would have with mammalian cells. It was a great model, a little step up from the mammalian model of like small rodents and rats that are commonly known to be used for drug studies. And so I was there for a little bit, then there was a position to open up in a tissue microarray lab at Johns Hopkins University. And my brother at the time was working in pathology. He said, hey, dude, if you're interested, they need, pretty much a lab tech, to come down here and help with some of the tissue archivals. And, I was like, Johns Hopkins? Say less. I think I was there before we even hung up the phone. And then I met some astounding doctors there, Johns Hopkins, and I was part of the pathology team, specifically surgical pathology, but we work with urology as well. So my area of interest back then was in the area of prostate cancer research. So I worked with some of the pioneers of prostate cancer research, Dr. Jonathan Epstein and Dr. Hardy. It was these guys pioneered not only the type of method used to remove prostate cancer, but also for the treatments. So during this time, they were actually focusing in on telomeres. And telomeres is known now, but back in this early 2000s, late 1990s, it was just really becoming known about. So we were doing research looking at the telomere length shortening because of prostate cancer. And if people know what telomeres are, these are pretty much like, for instance, if you have a shoelace, it's the plastic part at the tip of the shoelace that keeps the shoelace from unwinding. So these telomeres are very important to have the replication of your DNA to be corrected and not sporadically replicate in ways that will create tumorigenesis or cancerous cells. So we were able to identify that. I was specifically on the task of making of doing the fluorescent highlights of these telomeres and giving amplitude value of what's lengthening in telomeres and cancer cells and what's shortening in cancer cells. And we've proven that, yes, with cancer cells, you have less models of repair that's going on. And that's why you have tumorigenesis and why cancer cells are actually spreading. So that was a very good eye-opener as to the application on a grander scale when it comes to the public that has to deal with the rate of cancer that it is now. And so doing this research, you know, I'm a young guy, in my 20s at this point, and I said, this is good, you know, I've learned a lot of stuff, but and most people in research know you have to be very patient because every day it's the same type of studies. I'm not going to say it's the same exact thing that you're doing, but very similar. The setups, the incubations, the spin downs, the protocols, the GLPs and the SOPs. You know, these are just terms that we use inside the lab, but this over and over and over and over again, it's very tedious. And I'm a very adventurous kind of guy. So what happened there shortly, let's say about 5 years after doing research, there was a position open up for a pathologist assistant or assistant pathologist, and this was going into gross dissection. And just to let the listeners know, gross dissection, basically my role was what comes out of surgery, I do the gross examination. I do the description of what the specimen is, description of where the lesion is, where the tumor is, where is that to the surgical margin, which is very important because we want to let the surgeons know, hey, we got it all, you know. And then the grade or the how bad that tumor is or the progression of that tumor, how aggressive it is, that's then seen in micrometry as far as underneath the microscope. And then that then renders the diagnosis for the patient, and then that goes into treatment. So I really kind of fell into this area from this vast background of research, working with the military, working at Johns Hopkins, working in vitro, and I, not to mention I actually did plastic studies at one time as well. I was dealing with titanium dioxide and doing tensor studies, but it all built up and led me to the career that I am now. And it's almost like a detective mood, you know. You're looking for what is wrong inside this, you know, inside this this body part. And so I'm going back to what you were asking about, Peter. So yeah, I did get a leg.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a commercial break because I'm fascinated and I want to learn more and I want to learn it all. But hence, you know why a layman like myself says, you got a leg in the mail? Like, what the hell? Like, how does this work? I want to learn more about this. And most importantly, we're going to come back after this commercial break, and you're going to tell me about what you could have maybe said to this, I'm going to say guy, the person whose leg that you now had, that he might have been able to do to prevent having his legs cut off. So we're going to be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to TrueBiohack.com. That's his website, and he's building it out as we speak. I kind of forcing him into doing this, and then we're going to talk to Jaron March. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out BMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here, and we are talking to Jerron March. Jerron is spelled G-E-R-R-U-N. March is easy, like the month, M-A-R-C-H, and he's got a great website, TrueBioHack.com. So go to TrueBioHack, and also when you go to Building Fortunes Radio or anywhere else that we put this, it'll be up on Apple, it'll be up on Spotify, iHeartRadio. We put it on Humongous Radio as well. Then we also post a lot of these radio shows on all of our other properties, MLM.news, HealthCoach.news, you know, Health Food Alternative Healthcare.news, even MyDog.news. So we put this stuff all over the place, so you'll have access to this information. And make sure you check it out. This is going to be one of many radio shows we do with Jerron, because he's got some great stories about all this sort of stuff as well. But Jerron, so like I said and hinted at, you told me, you know, you got a leg in the mail, and that prompted my curiosity, generated questions. And then you made a comment about, you know, what you did and the idea that you could have given this gentleman some advice that might have been able to save his legs. So I think you said he was a double amputee. Do you mind sharing that? You don't have to share the guy's name, but do you mind sharing that story with us?
Yes, and the paper regulations, I couldn't disclose the patient's name or anything. But, yeah, so in our lab, we get amputations pretty frequently, and most of them are due because of diabetes, atherosclerosis. These are conditions that are chronic conditions that happen over years. And most of them are preventable. Most of them are treatable. Surgical pathology, the name surgical pathology is surgery to remove pathology. Pathology name is study of disease. So the removal of disease using surgery. That's the area of my profession. And yeah, so the thing that was alarming to me, and this is really like a wake-up call, because the person's amputation was younger than I. I think this guy's maybe like 42, 43 years old. And I said, man, how can we have a leg that's not only necrotic, but ulcerative? And when I did the dissection on there, I realized that the arteries, I'm looking at the anterior tibial artery, the posterior tibial artery, are focally congested. That means that there's a lot of plaque there. There's some hardening of the arteries. The plaque has been there for a while, to the point that it's starting to calcify. And what that is almost like a dam and a river. It blocks blood flow. So the proper oxygenation, the proper nutrition is not able to get to the site of wound in order to heal. Thus, the tissue starts to degrade. Once that happens, without proper treatments, really blood flow, quote-unquote blood flow, we're going to put emphasis on that, there's really nothing you can do other than amputate so that infection cannot travel and become systemic to the rest of the body.
So I'm going to use a personal example. When I moved down to Florida, some of the guys that put together my internet, that was when you'd actually have somebody come to your house and install like a separate phone line or whatever, because it was way back in 1996. And the gentleman that did the work, I wound up actually hiring him with the permission of his boss, who we worked with as well. And his wife was somebody who had her leg amputated. And she was on horrible painkillers. And they basically were slicing her leg periodically up to, you know, kept going and going and going and going because different sections were dying. And I wish I would have, you know, I wish I would have known you, because we would have done whatever it took to be able to make sure that she didn't have to constantly go through the pain that she was going through. And when you're dealing with surgery like that, you're also dealing with, of course, pain management. And, you know, especially now with the way, you know, pain pills and pain, you know, what medication has been overused, it's harder and harder and harder to be able to get the pain that you really need, because the doctors don't want to get themselves in trouble. So we went through hell with her with when she ran out of pain pills. And she, I mean, it was just horrible. So the reason why I wanted to do this radio show is because you told me the story about this guy, and that there was probably things that he could have done to lessen that problem, where he probably didn't, you know, we can't say specifically because we don't know all the other variables, but the reality was is that you can probably help not only him, but a lot of other people that are on that track towards really bad things happening in their life. Maybe not tomorrow, but certainly next year, the year's coming up and things along that line. So do you want to comment on any of that? I mean, I witnessed it. I witnessed it personally, you know, with an employee of mine, and it got so bad that when she couldn't do her work anymore, you know, we went through some changes as well, and she doesn't work for me anymore because she couldn't do the work. And and unfortunately, as an employer, I paid her really well because I liked her and I wanted to help, but I couldn't pay her when she wasn't working. And that was one of the darkest periods of my life, when I just said, you know, I need somebody to fill our orders and do the other things. And if you can't do that, we didn't have the automation that we do today. We literally did things like literally out of a shoebox, zip drives and stuff like that. So I said, if you can't do the work, you can't do the work. And I can't afford to pay you this much. And I did for many months of her not working and still paid like a lot of money. But anyway, so that was one of the darkest times for me, in addition to her, because I had to let her go because I needed somebody else to fill the orders and I couldn't double pay to fill my orders. So having said that, and she did a lot more than that. But anyway, so the bottom line was I would have paid any price to anything you would have recommended to be able to save her from the horrible things that she went through. So I'll let you clean up whatever I said and add to it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, you know, this is such a great topic because it's practical, it's real. I think everyone knows at least someone that deals with diabetes and or, you know, issues where they just don't have the mobility. And one thing that's most important here is motion. You know, people that unfortunately make it into a car wreck or something like that and lose the mobility of their lower legs because of a spinal injury, that will hinder blood flow because you're not moving, you know, as much. But what alarmed me is that you have a young guy who was in his 40s, he's got a double amputation because of lack of blood flow. And it's just one of the things that stands out, the most important, you know, if we have these amazing machines of bodies that are meant for movement, we just got to move more. And that's, you know, that's the bottom line. We just have to move more. And there are a lot of the things that we do, whether it be at jobs or entertainment things, social media. It's a lot of distractions that will hinder our movement, whereas that, you know, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, I mean, 10 years ago, you know, you didn't have these type of distractions or entertainment devices that would limit our movement. And I think that it's very important that people first understand, hey, just move a little bit more. You know, and what really creates this type of disease as well, speaking of atherosclerosis, is that, you know, diet plays a big factor. You know, making sure that you're eating, you know, the right proper foods and not artery clogging foods like fast foods, processed foods of that nature. You know, drinking plenty of water, motion, plenty of water, good diet. And you know, good products. And luckily, we're in a day and age where the technology is really coming to the forefront of natural, holistic well-being. It's matching now. These guys are now shaking hands. One product that I've been using for years now, created by LifeWave, has been the X39 and X49. And when I, you know, see friends at reunions, they're like, dude, you know, well, you know, why aren't you having these issues that we get as we get older, you know? And it's out there now. I mean, there are things out here that could tremendously help people with their mobility, their health, prevent chronic disease. But you have to do the research. You have to get out there to see what's best for you and your body, because it's not just you that you're going to take care of. I mean, you have family members who are depending on you to be around for a long, long while. So I'm going to, you know, leave it right there.
Yep. Well, we're going to wrap up our first radio show pretty soon. So for all those people listening in, you know, you have a great website that you're building. It's got links to some of the products that you're referring people to. And we're going to come back, you know, as often as we can to be able to share not only the stories, but also some of the solutions. And besides maybe movement, are there particular products from LifeWave that you would have recommended? And by the way, so for those people listening in, LifeWave is a direct sales / MLM company. And Jaren is a distributor of that as well. But are there any specific products that you would recommend that might help with that circulation and the types of things that this gentleman had?
Absolutely. So X39 is going to be the first product. It's like the mothership product, I would say, that I would use. And that one is going to not only help with resetting your DNA, at least two-thirds of your DNA, to a healthier state, but it's also going to do repairs. It's almost like putting a repairman inside of a cargo bay and say, hey, here's all the machines, here's the tools, can you please fix it? So each person has a different experience with it. For me, the most immediate thing I noticed was night vision, because I work evenings, and coming home, everything was a lot clearer for me. And I always keep it around because I have smaller kids. They always get scratches and bruises and bumps and things like that. And this helps with their healing pretty much twice or 2x or 3x the healing time of a scratch. And that's pretty remarkable. I've been documenting that with images. But yeah, X39 would be first. But also recently we released X49, which specifically helps with the endothelial cells. So these are the cells that align the arterial line, the heart cells. This one helps those cells get to a younger state as well. This technology is accessible worldwide now. It's available. People can easily purchase it. But that, along with, you know, a good regimen of being physical, working out, and with a good diet, will start to slow down the effects of like atherosclerosis, and you can actually, it's actually treatable. You know, you can actually get better blood flow, and just by doing those things. And one other thing I want to mention, just real quick, and this is a very more well-known product than has been in previous years. There's a protein, a proteolytic enzyme that breaks down proteins there's fiber in your blood that actually creates this plaque. And so there's these proteins that help break these down. I think it's derived from like soy, found by a Japanese doctor years ago, serceptase and natokinase, and they help particularly break down fiber in the bloodstream, which is really cool, and it's very easily digestible. And let's just put this real key point out here, Peter, is that we're talking about putting things in our body or manipulating our body using energy, which is totally holistic, and there's no drug-drug interaction. When you were speaking of your former employee that the person that had the amputation that kept taking more and more revisional amputations, revisional excisions that they had to do, those drugs for pain medicine, those drugs for maintaining the diabetes, for the high blood pressure, they all have a side effect after they go through their xenobiotic transformation, that process in which these drugs are being broken down through the organs. And you're going to have these side effects. So we're talking about now, these are the ways that people can naturally take care of themselves and really heal their bodies, and it's available to us. You know, it's just not mainstream because it's not the mainstream that's making money off this. You know, I don't want to go into, you know, get into the whole area of, you know.
We will on other shows. Like we will on other shows.
But yeah,
trust me.
But,
I'll drag that out
yeah.
of you.
Yeah, but these are natural things. Like the serceptase natokinase, go right to Amazon and order that. Or you can go to a Walmart or something like that. And like, well, LifeWave's technology is patented, so you're not going to find that in stores. For that, you just, you know, go to my website and get more information. But these are natural ways to help people heal. And I just think it's awesome. It's a great time to be alive. And where technology is finally caught up to help people out in a tremendous way.
Excellent. So we're going to wrap up our first show. You just heard from TrueBiohack.com. That's Jaron March. We'll make sure this is up on Billy Fortune's Radio. We're going to plaster this all over the place because we love our customers and we love our listeners. We want everybody to be able to get the information they need to make the best decisions for themselves. And I knew Jaron was smart because we had lots of conversations over the who knows how many decade or whatever we've been quote unquote knowing each other. But the reality is that when he started with this conversation about what he does on a regular basis, I was so intrigued. I said, we got to do this. I mean, I'm going to put you in a headlock, give you a couple of noogies, but the bottom line is we're doing this because it really is something people need to hear, especially after the pandemic, especially with some of the challenges that people might have in their health, especially with the MAHA movement, you know, with everybody understanding that, you know, there's pesticides and dyes and all kinds of stuff that's going on, all kinds of chemicals that are probably affecting us in ways that we're not really aware of. And, you know, they're talking about autism rates up the wazoo and, you know, all these things that are going on. There are so many people that need to be able to help themselves. And I really appreciate you doing this. Really seriously. But
oh, sure. We'll make a big difference.
Yep, we're going to make a big difference. So I'll let you wrap it up. But for those people listening in, you just heard from Jaron March, and he's going to have TrueBiohack.com. You'll be able to go there and see the cool things that he's working on, and we'll come back with different and interesting stories. So, Jaron, I'll give you the last 30 seconds to a minute.
Sure. And, again, thank you for having me on this call. And just for the listeners to know, with that website, I will have an area there that you can actually schedule a call with me. And I'm not going to give any type of advice that's going to say, hey, you know, take this prescription or anything like that. So I'm not like your primary care doctor. But I will say that if you guys have any more information, just go to truebiohack.com, go to the area of schedule a call. Also, for more information, there's a field there that you can actually put your information in. I'll get your information. I'll reach out to you. We have a free sample program as well with our PAX technology. The only thing with that is that I only have limited supply. So for those listeners, please put your information in there. I'll be able to get some samples out to you in the mail pretty much right away. But I'm on, you know, for me, it's not too much anything about profit. It's really about getting this information out to people, to the masses, as best as I can, you know, and for me, it's also, you know, letting people know there are natural ways of biohack and to know what biohack truly means. You know, that is my mission. And this is a message I want to get out. And I thank you, Peter, for putting this platform together that we can get this message out to many people and help a lot of people at the same time.
Well, one of the reasons why I love this radio show and what you're going to be doing with this as well is, you know, many of us, you know, we're learning about these issues as we go. You live these issues every day. Like you're you're living the end result of these issues every day and knowing that there's, you know, natural solutions to be able to take care of these things. And that's going to make a big difference in people's lives.
Can I make just one more point? And
absolutely.
I'm glad you brought that up. So, you know, these are statistics. Now, back in 1960, I think 1962, they took the pretty much a survey of what was going on. And you had out of the population of the United States, there was 3% of the population that dealt with chronic issues. And today, in 2025, it's well over 72%
of the
public that deals with chronic health issues.
Insane. Crazy.
And it is. It is. And it could be diet. It could be immobility. Whatever the case is, we can do better. We really can do better. And what really struck me in this particular case of this amputation, which was above knee amputation, double bilateral amputation at that, was that the patient was only 42 years old.
Damn.
You know, so it's like, okay, people are getting younger. The kid's rate of autism is growing pretty exponentially. Cancer is not gone
through
down.
The roof. Through the roof.
The treatments are... there are a lot more treatments, but where is the root cause of this? How can we really get to the root cause or the root benefit of reversing this? You know, that's where the detective hat comes on and say, hey, what's working and what's not working? And hopefully I can bring some good information that's going to help a lot of people.
Right. Excellent. And who's not afraid to tell the truth? You know, the reality is who's not afraid to tell the truth? We're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Jaron March is our man. TrueBiohack.com. Thanks so much for being here. We're going to catch everybody next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.